Hello, this is Akasa Jyoti. I'm sitting in my room at the end of the third full day of the International Women's Order Convention here at Adistana. And I've got Dharma Mai and Karen Adi sitting on my sofa, which is very lovely.
Hello.
Hi.
And they're going to tell me a bit about their highlights of today.
So I think one of the highlights in particular today was seeing... So anyway, I had a real experience of mudita, was seeing the Indian Dharmacharinis. Over 20 of them meeting Bhante. So the day before last, whenever that was in this timeless zone, I gatecrashed the Indian Dharmacharinis group, and it was very, very moving, and I understood about 60 to 70% of what they were saying. So I was speaking in Hindi very kindly and not Marathi because I was there. And they just spoke about how important it was, the reason for their coming was that they hadn't got to see the Buddha and they hadn't got to see Babasai, but they really, really wanted to see Bhante, where Bhante was still alive, and how important that was, and spoke a bit about, in a way, you know, like the sacrifice and what a big thing it was applying for a visa. It was very, very moving to see their faith and devotion towards Bhante, which seemed to sort of... you know, go beyond any cultural divide, you know, it just felt like a real sense of unity. And then they weren't sure, they knew that Bhante might not be well enough, so they knew there wasn't a guarantee that they would actually, you know, sort of really get to see them. And then today I just came out, I think it was around 4 o'clock, and I could just feel this palpable excitement in the air as these Dharmacharinis were lining up, and I just sort of knew that they were having this photo with Bhante. You know, anyway, it just made my heart sing, and I just knew how important that was for them. You know, we can take things for granted living here, and that you're going to see Bhante in his conservatory at some point if you're lucky to be here on retreat, and just, you know, they've travelled a long way, so that's a particular highlight.
That was really lovely, actually. I came into the courtyard and they were all gathering in there, beautiful saris, they'd all got dressed up for it, and then I saw Bhante come out of his conservatory and he'd put his robe on,
and his queso.
Yeah, it was just really lovely. Very lovely moment. What about you, Dharma Mai?
Well, we've just come from a puja to Green Tara, because today is Green Tara Day, and I think my highlight of the day was seeing Padmasuri's face. So we rejoiced in her, four of us. It was a bit of a surprise for her, and I think she really was very shocked, because she said herself that she's very rarely speechless, and she was speechless. But it's just so beautiful. I mean, I was really privileged to be one of the people asked to rejoice in her, and she's so easy to rejoice in because she's got so many qualities, but it was beautiful to be able to just rejoice and see people rejoicing and everyone in the audience just smiling and nodding, and there was just such a beautiful atmosphere in there, and just to pay respect and gratitude to such a remarkable and inspiring woman. She's such a heroine, really.
So we were rejoicing in her because she's about to go on a sabbatical, and she's done... There have been 10 years of ordination retreats at Akashavana. She's led 7 of these 3-month retreats, and Maitreya was introducing her, and she said that I think 175 women have been ordained at Akashavana out of maybe around 650 women in the order outside of India. So that's nearly a third of the women's wing of the order outside of India. And it's just such a significant contribution that she's made to that. Me and Dharma Mai were both on the retreat this year, and she does just hold that retreat really skillfully. Kema Siri was rejoicing in her, and at the end of her rejoicing, she rejoiced in these different pairs of qualities, like deeply practical and wise, playful and
responsible,
things like that. And one of them, it drew out this quality of, she's very sort of straightforward and down to earth, but holds the mythic element of that retreat just so well. Yeah, just a very remarkable woman.
Actually, just the qualities that you're saying really drew out Green Tara in the visualisation and the sadhana practice that she led this afternoon. So we had two great talks. two kind of really down-to-earth talks in a fun, quite simple talks in a way, by Tara Vandana and...
Suvana Chandra.
And Suvana Chandra. So the scene was sort of evoked, wasn't it? Green Tara was there, but her depth of practice, it was almost like you could go into her slipstream. There's something of that depth, you know, her just embodying Tara and communicating it. You know, and then the rejoicing, it just seems so appropriate. She's given so much. And I remember this really, you know, so my rejoicing in her would include, you know, I think people did say, like, the care she takes of people. So in the midst of holding this retreat, I had sort of thought, my half-Indian side, I thought, oh, the food is just, like, it's a little bit bland. So Sujani had given me these chilli flakes. That I could add. Anyway, I added these chilli flakes and it just took my system down. You know, anyway, I won't go into the details of it. so it was completely my own fault, you know, and I think I realised exactly what happened. But Padmasuri came to see me in the evening to just check that I was all right. You know, in the midst of everything that she's holding, you know, so I think she kind of holds that kind of playfulness and mythic dimension, and just great care, embodying that quality of just great compassion, even in silly situations.
I think that was something that you said as well, Dhammai, that she holds the kind of breadth of the retreat, but also responds really personally to individuals, and that you've been moved by that.
Yeah, she seems to really notice what's going on for people. She's extremely perceptive, isn't she? Yeah.
And that giving of confidence, I think there was that rejoicing, you know, and a couple of people, including you, drew out that giving of confidence. I remember being on my ordination retreat in 2009, and I just thought, you know, am I really going for refuge? You know, like, am I? And I thought, well, I can't, because I didn't know Padmasuri that well, I thought, well, I can't ask kind of straight out. So I was trying to go around the houses, go, well, you know, what do you think, Padmasuri? And just remember her repeatedly going, you're ripe. You're just ripe. At that time, in that confusion, even then I was thinking, ripe. You know, like, is there a deeper meaning? It's just really, really, just very straightforward.
Okay, so anything else from today?
So yeah, there's been some study groups going on. So I've been in a group led by Amrita Mati, and we've been looking at really interesting some papers that Subhuti wrote quite a long time ago, I think, about unity in the order. And we've been looking at unity, and then tomorrow, the next ones, we're going to be looking at freedom and diversity in the order. And it's really, really interesting reflecting on what it is that brings us together as an order and what it is that gives us that common framework and language, and it's quite indiscernible, but really crucial and vital. Using the image of the Thousand-Armed Avalokiteshvara, so there's a lot of time spent talking about the arms, but we're talking more about the body and what the body of Avalokiteshvara is and what that means. And the last group that we had the other day rejoiced a lot in Bante, and again today came back to Bante, rejoicing in Bante, his vision, the teachings, the practices that we share, and how that allows us to all be different from each other in our conditioning and outlook, because we've got the same basic values and framework that he's so amazingly visioned for us and presented us with. So really gorgeous to yet again be rejoicing in Bante and what he's given us in our group today.
I think that sense of what Bhante's given to us has been really drawn out by focusing on a different figure each day. So far we've had Shakyamuni, Manjugosha, and then today Green Tara. Tomorrow we'll have Avalokiteshvara, and then Padmasambhava.
Then Amitabha.
Then Amitabha, then Padmasambhava. And they're all sadhanas that Bhante's given to the order. In a way, that body of the order, that unity of the order even, is... really exemplified in the different sadhanas that we practice, and that many different order members share those practices between them. So I'm just enjoying that, the images, the myths that Bhante's given us, and spending a day dwelling with each of them.
Yeah, it's really interesting this evening in the puja, actually. So even though I didn't go to the sadhana earlier on, by the end of the puja, I was really clear that Green Tara was there, and I could just shut my eyes and she was just really present, and I don't particularly have a connection with her, and I felt like it had just been evoked by all the practice and devotion to Tara going on in that shrine room all day. It's extremely beautiful.
So I was sort of thinking, each day has, it's sort of a bit like a map, but it all leads back, even though they're different facets of the map. If you see what I mean, the qualities of each of the figures, you know, anyway, for me, lead really back to the Buddha Shakyamuni, but they're all doorways in to the same sort of the experience, in the to the same, I don't know, to the
enlightened consciousness.
Yeah, so that, so this afternoon I was thinking, when we were being led through the Green Tara Sadhana, this kind of quality of expansive mind, you know, actually I get to that in my own sadhana. Do you see what I mean, an Avalokiteshvara practitioner? So it's just interesting, because I haven't done the different sadhanas like this at all, you know, but there's, even though they are different, there is such similarities amongst them, which actually doing them in a row like that sort of end up just leading you back to qualities of the awakened mind in a way that's clear. I think that's what I'm hearing you say, you know, and you've got your own doorway into it.
Yeah.
Or you end up in your own doorway, even entering through a slightly different doorway.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share something of a... there's something of being here, or there's something of being on convention, also on the mixed convention, where it just reminds me of being at Bodh Gaya in 2013. When I was at Bodh Gaya, every now and then I just feel really tearful. I'd be like, what's going on? And I felt a bit like that here, also hearing different people's lives or hearing bits. You know, you go from working at a psychological problem like, oh, what's going on, then you enter a mythic quality of Tara's realm, it's, you know, and then you're into a puja, you're into rejoicing. It's just so rich. So I think it's just faith, I've just been something about being with the order here at Adisthana as well, in these numbers, underneath canvas, glorious weather. There's just something that I just felt so deeply touched and a bit tearful, and it's just that aspect of faith, you know. Anyway, that's all been a bit of my experience, to kind of give a flavour of the overall experience over the last couple of days.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Also, it's been really international, so we've had the lots of Indian Dharmacharinis, but also women from Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, where else? Germany, Spain,
Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Is there someone from Australia. Finland here?
Yeah, America.
Yeah, so it's really amazing. And what I'm really loving about it is when we're doing the precepts, the positive precepts, and the transference of merits, all at the same time in our own language. And there's just this kind of cacophony of devotion. It's just really, really moving. I'd love to do the whole puja like that, actually. I think that'd be really interesting.
Good. Well, thank you both for spending this time with me. I think it's probably time for bed. So, good night. We'll see you again for another podcast tomorrow at the end of a day dedicated to Avalokiteshvara. So, thank you, Dharma Mai and Karen Adi.
Bye.
Bye.